Welcome back to the Real Madrid podcast. Now, don't forget, you can catch up with all of the previous episodes of the podcast via the website at realmadridpodcast.com or on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, and Google, to name a few. Now, the international break, it's been a quieter than usual week in Madrid, which is giving some the chance to take a closer look at some of the summer signings, and there has been plenty of focus on Luka Jovic and the lack of impact that he's had so far this season. The seventh most expensive signing in Madrid's history. And since the turn of the millennium, no forward has taken so long to register a goal. It's 63 days, 7 games, and 218 minutes. Now, that said, it is worth remembering, though, that he is only 21 years of age, and he did have a slow start as well to his time in Frankfurt back in 2017 when he first arrived. When after he scored on his Bundesliga debut, he only managed one more goal until January of 2018. Karim Benzema has picked up the Player of the Month award from the fans for September, and describing his own situation, he said, "I feel very good right now. Really happy, as indeed do the rest of the team. We've got a really important month coming up, including Champions League games and, of course, El Clasico, but we are ready for the challenges that lie ahead." Now, one who is perhaps feeling not quite as good as Benzema is Thibaut Courtois. He was again quizzed by the media after Belgium's qualification for Euro 2020 about whether or not he had suffered any panic attacks during the game against Brugge in Champions League a couple of weeks ago. His response, he said, "I know what it means to be an elite player. I do not have these problems." He went on to add, "The media needs to show more responsibility and respect because there are people who really do suffer. I think it's disrespectful to the player and indeed the people who suffer from this situation." The fans, he said, at the Bernabeu are always critical. We know that, but we do everything we can to make sure they applaud us. On how he's feeling, he said, "I feel great now. I've had a really bad bout of flu, but I'm fully recovered. I've trained well this week, and I have recovered the weight that I lost," which, by the way, was said by Roberto Martinez to have been 2 kilos. Now, just staying on the goalkeeping position for a moment, Real Madrid, it's rumoured, are prepared to trigger Jan Oblak's release clause over at Atletico, which is currently standing at 120 million euro. The 26-year-old has kept 6 clean sheets this season in 8 games. He's in his 6th season at Atletico and is certainly one of the best goalkeepers in the world at this moment. Eden Hazard had been feeling the weight of pressure in the build-up to him finally scoring his debut goal last week. Arsene Wenger has offered a view on his role and his likely impact in the games and the seasons to come. He said Hazard will not be scoring 50 goals a year, and he certainly won't fill the void left by Cristiano Ronaldo, but he is an exceptional player. He isn't afraid of anybody. Madrid hasn't seen the real Hazard so far. Physically, I would say he isn't at his best condition just yet, but that will change. Belgian coach Roberto Martinez was also quick to jump in and defend claims that he is overweight. He said he is a world-class player, very professional. He's approaching the peak of his career, and in my mind, he certainly isn't overweight. Lots of comments and columns written on Christian Eriksen this week, and should Real Madrid buy or not? He was offered to Real Madrid at the end of the summer, but Zidane didn't want him, preferring to wait and try to see if Pogba could be prized from Manchester United. But Real Madrid have allegedly been contacted again and offered the player for between 20 and 25 million euro in January. For some, Eriksen is the natural successor to Luka Modric, who was in fantastic form, by the way, for his country this week. Others, though, see him of limited value. Now, the former Spurs forward, Dimitar Berbatov, has added that Eriksen must be aware that coming to Real Madrid is a huge challenge. They already have Cruz, Isco, Modric, Hazard, etc., all proven players. And remember, Hazard didn't find it easy either when he first arrived here. Eriksen, he said, must be up for the biggest challenge of his career. Rodrigo has been talking to the media this week as well about his first months in Madrid. He said, "My adaptation has been really good. I live in this incredible city. I'm at the biggest club in the world with the best players in the world. They've all been really good to me, and they've made everything very easy indeed. On his relationship with Zidane, he added, "It's great to have him as coach. He was an idol of mine. I was always inspired by him. He likes to talk and he likes to give advice. I try to learn and evolve as a player." Well, another who's evolving as a player and impressing everybody this season, Martin Ødegaard, appears to be making this seamless transition into life in La Liga with Sociedad. So much so, he's interested at least 4 Premier League clubs so far this season already. He is, of course, still contracted to Real Madrid. He said, "They've been in contact sometimes. They tell me what they've thought about how I've played. And they've recently offered me congratulations on my good form and told me that they're happy with what I'm doing." On his deal with Sociedad, he said, "I'm happy here and I want to complete my 2 years here." He scored twice already, remember, this season, getting the winner against Mallorca and also getting on the score sheet in the 2-0 victory over Atletico. Now, the Benzema-France debate has been once again in full flow in France this weekend as Didier Deschamps was asked once more about his non-inclusion and why. His response, well, he said, "It is a sports decision. I just think that his inclusion would not be great for the team. I consider things based on what I think is best for the national team and what the shirt represents. That is all." Asked once again about the allegations of racism, he replied, "There is only one truth in life. There may be several versions, but just one truth." Now, a quiet week at the club invariably means there are plenty of transfer rumours, and this week has been no different at all. Leicester City's James Maddison said to be interesting Real Madrid at around €50 million. Staying in the Premier League, Gabriel Jesus, still remember, just 22 years of age, who started just 2 games this season, is keen to get regular first-team football. And with relations between Real Madrid and Napoli beginning to warm after the Rodriguez saga in the summer, so the interest in Fabian Ruiz begins to intensify again. He's in his 2nd season in Serie A. The former Real Betis midfielder is interesting Barcelona as well. But the situation similar to James Rodriguez in as much as money will be the issue, with Napoli not interested in even looking at a negotiation under €100 million, which will certainly cool off any interest. Now, Paul Pogba has allegedly applied 2 conditions to any potential arrival, should, of course, Manchester United capitulate and sell him. Firstly, Isco's got to go, that's the first one. And second, Eriksen, well, he should not be bought either. All that, and they've yet to get to talk about salary. The one thing, of course, that won't change is the fact that Perez simply doesn't want him, while Zidane wants nobody but. Few stories as well making headlines that Chelsea have already or will put a bid to Real Madrid to take Gareth Bale next summer. Bale, though, will be 31 years of age by then, and the issue has always been with every other club that has come in to buy him or said to be interested in taking it, money, as he said already that he will not take a pay cut to leave Real Madrid, and he is still under contract at the Bernabeu until 2022. I have it over at Bayer Leverkusen. You might have seen him score his debut goal for his country a couple of days ago in the 2-2 draw with Argentina. He's again being linked with a potential move to Real Madrid or Barcelona. He was talking about his future. He said, "I listened to many people." He said, "But in the end, it will be my decision. Whether or not Zidane will want another player of potential is another matter, of course, with Jovic yet to settle, Rodrigo and Vinicius there as well." You have to say that it does look unlikely that he would find his way to the Bernabeu, especially as well as Bayern Munich have also registered an interest in the player. And that was confirmed by the Bayer Leverkusen sporting director, Rudi Völler. Well, that's it for now. We will be back later in the week to round up the news of the week and look ahead to the game next weekend against Real Mallorca. Until then, from me, Tim Capel, bye-bye.